Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Robbie singing He Took the Scars, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled From a Mess to a Miracle, from Ezra chapter 9, verses 3 through 9.
Sometimes I think about cross that he endured, laying down his life unselfishly, and how his suffering I can rest assured in his saving grace. Yeah, when he took our place, took the scars, felt the pain, suffered loss so we could gain this precious life, this precious love that we are feeling. Took our sin in the fall, left his hope here for us all. Jesus took the scars and left us with the healing. Left us with the healing. There is no brokenness that we could ever bring that would ever be too much for him to bear. Mistakes and failures, they don't mean a thing anymore. That's what he was dying for. He took the scars, felt the pain, suffered loss so we could gain this precious life, this precious love that we are feeling. He took our sin, yeah, left his hope here for us all. Jesus took the scars and left us with the healing. Yeah. There was beauty in the tragedy. In his death we found new birth. It was unrelenting love for every soul. Left his hope here for us all. Jesus took the scars and left us
lot, but actually it's okay to be overwhelmed sometimes. You ever get that way? Say, ooh, man. This is not a lack of your faith. It is a confirmation of God's faithfulness. Because see, sometimes when you're overwhelmed, maybe that's what God is permitting to happen in your life, to show that you don't have the answers within yourself. That you're not a mountain mover, but He is. He is the only answer that you will ever need in life. So here's Ezra. Let me just hurry up and run through this real quick. Ezra's overwhelmed. The problem is Israel has spent their years in slavery in a place called Babylon. And at this time, some of the greatest of the Bible that's contained in the pages of God's Word are also found in Babylon. Names like Daniel, names like Ezra, names like, and we're given in the Word of God, the names of the three Hebrew children. Other names that wrote about it, Nehemiah, Isaiah, and other prophets. Every heart of God's people in that time are broken and shattered. There were prayers for restoration. And even in the exile, and we find in the books of the Bible, reveals some miraculous things that God did. Daniel and the three Hebrews were not there on vacation. They were there because they were in a place of bondage. But you know what? Even in bondage, God will cause His people to stand up and bring about deliverance. And if you don't believe that, you read the book of Daniel. There was prayers. There's a faithful remnant today that stays with God and doesn't compromise their faith in God. See, today, too many in the church today of the Lord Jesus Christ has compromised their faith in God. They're drifting into the ways of the world. They're compromising. So we find there are three Hebrews that had an encounter in a burning fiery furnace. And they had that encounter with God. And you know what? Here's the God who took their heat. And the only thing that was loose from them were the bonds that held them bound up. God set them free. I'm glad the Word says if God makes you're free indeed. Amen. Then there was the miracle of Daniel in the lion's den. And you know, Daniel, he was in a position, and unjust men had basically compromised and got King Darius in a place of convenience and caused him to compromise. And basically, they outlawed prayer. What would happen if they came down from the Supreme Court and from our government and said, you can't pray no more? What would you do? I would hope so. So what did Daniel do? The Bible says he went to his house. I love this. The dude opened his windows towards Jerusalem, and he prayed three times a day. He didn't get in a corner. He didn't get in a closet. He didn't have one of those silent prayer meetings. Well, I know God hears my heart. No, he opened his mouth, and I tell you what, I believe they heard it all over the land. And I believe he had a Holy Ghost prayer meeting. I'm telling you, when you've been with God, you can't be quiet about it. When you've been in the presence of the holiness of God, I tell you, God does something. Amen. So what does he do? He prays. And because of his faithfulness, it's God today that brought him out of the lion's den. God delivered him. And the end of the story declares an awesome God and a miraculous thing happened. Amen. And so the same thing with the three Hebrews. Those who were their accusers and the ones that placed them there, guess what? They became toast. They were thrown into the fire that had been heated seven times hotter. So one man faithful to God in a lion's den, three men faithful to God in a burning fiery furnace, turned a pagan nation around towards the God of heaven. Amen. But preacher, we're not much. We can't do that much. You can pray and call on the God that can do all things. Amen. So therefore, Daniel was delivered. Praise God. And you know what? He is still that delivering God who will deliver you. For the Word says He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God can deliver the hearts of men. And you know what? God can change your life. He can change your life. For Ezra, things changed. The temple is going to be rebuilt. But let's listen to the last couple of minutes that I've got you this morning. His heart is rejoicing, but there's a problem. The people had not separated themselves from the pagan people. You've got to separate yourself. Amen. Ezra plucked his beard, tore his garments, and so he did that because of the moral indignation that had involved into the hearts of the people. The Bible says he sat down, and the Bible used the word astonished. He was astonished. Well, let's go back a moment. Solomon had married 900 pagan wives. Holy smoke. Some of y'all can't handle the one you got. Can you imagine if you had 900? You say, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Amen. And because of it, the children have drifted back into pagan idolatry. Amen. It was a mess for Israel. On the surface, it would appear everything is fine and good. But the Jewish men were practicing their pagan wives' religion. It equaled compromise. Amen. See, that has not become a popular word within the ranks of the church today. Because we want to be a little bit like the world and a little bit like Jesus. You can't do that. You've got to choose today whom you're going to serve, as the Word of God says. So the men had failed to be the men of God in the household. Guys, let me tell you what. You are the spiritual leader of your home. Start living like it. Start being that role that God has called you to be. Amen. Well, preacher, you know the old saying goes, if mama's not happy, nobody's happy. That's just an old saying. And you do it God's way, and you do it accordingly, as God's Word declares in the book of Ephesians chapter 5. And you set up your home in a godly manner. I'm telling you right now, God will bless your home beyond measure. You don't have to survive. And you don't have to hide under the sofa. Amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. They had disobeyed God. They had a huge problem on their hand. Ezra did not know what to do with the mess that he had. And maybe today you're sitting here and you say, well, I don't have 900 pagan wives, and it's not the issue with my wife, and it's not the issue with my husband, it's not even the issue with my children. But honestly, Pastor, I'm in a mess. I'm sitting here today in this church, and I am in a mess today. It seems like I have no options. I've tried everything. I've looked in every direction. I've tried to find the solutions, but it just seems like there are no solutions in the world. That's right, because you're looking in the wrong direction. You're looking for the world to solve your problems. You're thinking that you can solve your problems. You think you're man enough or woman enough to rise above what you're in. You can't do nothing apart from the help and the grace of God. Amen. Amen. He said that without Him, you can do nothing. But He also said today in Philippians 4:13, you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. Amen. Amen. We too today have a spiritual separation policy. They had a spiritual separation policy then. Have no other gods before you. But, preacher, thou shalt have no other gods before me, God said. You see, yeah, that's Old Testament, man. That doesn't apply to us. Oh, yes, it does. We need spiritual separation today. He says, for us not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.